Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're dealing with, continually dealing with, is divine healing, and we're doing part 31, how to pray for healing. When we pray for other people or we pray for ourselves for healing, we need to build up our faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, or hearing the promises of God. We are to build our faith up through the word of God, put the word of God in our heart, and speak it out of our mouth. Hearing is the way we receive the faith of God within our spirit man. God won't do it for us. That's something we have to do. We have to go to his word, find the promises that build our faith, particularly in the healing scriptures, put them in our heart, and to know them, and to allow the faith of God to come into our heart. Go to the first scripture called James chapter 4 verse 7. It says, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you." Let's say that again. Submit yourselves, therefore, to the word of God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God wants us to go to his word and use the word of God to resist the devil with, and he will run or flee from us. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8, verses 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." This is one of the major scriptures that we use in the healing ministry, to know that in the name of Jesus, he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. This is Isaiah looking towards the cross. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Present tense. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. Let's do the Amplified version. "Surely he hath borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our guilt and iniquities, and the chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole." Let us now go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, "Who himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed." Isaiah says we are healed, and 1 Peter 2:24 says we were healed. If you're a believer, the healing process has already taken place 2,000 years ago when Christ was upon the cross. He took all the sicknesses and disease. He took all the problems that we would have on the cross at least 2,000 years ago. Therefore, we are redeemed from any sickness and disease. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. And we read that in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree," or the cross. This scripture is talking to the born-again believer or to anyone else who received Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour and has their spirit man reborn or born again or converted. Jesus is saying, or the scripture is saying, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. In other words, every sickness and disease that's been placed under the curse, that's in the curse. There's no sickness and disease outside the curse. It all comes under the curse. It says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He's brought us back. He's bought us back also from the payment of the curse. These are just some of the scriptures on healing that we need to put into our spirit man on a regular basis until our foundation of faith in healing is strong and stable. Faith is required to change any situation, for faith is the substance of things hoped for. We read this in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. But I want to point out here, the scriptures actually say, when you go further into them, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, a continuous process of hearing by the word of God. The word of God has God's faith on the inside of those words. And when they come into our spirit man has the ability to pull that word apart and pull out the faith and put it into our spirit man. Very much like when you eat something, your physical man pulls apart the food that's in your stomach and sends it to different parts of your body. When the word of God comes into our spirit man pulls apart the word of God and all the different areas of faith and healing and all those sorts of things, and it's centered to our spirit man. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus said to the woman with the issue of blood, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." We find this in Mark chapter 5, verse 34. God needs your faith built up to a point where you can pray for yourself and pray for other people. But this won't happen unless you put the word of God on the inside of your spirit man. And this is a process. In the beginning, it's a very daily process. And as time goes on, our faith starts to make us solid and whole in the things of God. When we pray for somebody, these scriptures must be on the inside of us. The faith is released on the inside of us, and we pray in Jesus' name, the word of God. For example, when I'm praying for someone for healing, I say, "In the name of Jesus, by his stripes, you are healed." As a believer, Jesus and God give me the authority in Jesus' name to lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Another point here to mention about putting God's word on the inside of your spirit man. As a believer, as a born-again believer, you have the authority through Christ Jesus to speak his word and to command healing into somebody and to command sickness out of a person. As you put the word of God into you, it will build up your belief, your understanding of your authority in and through Christ Jesus. And this is necessary when you go praying for people, that when you lay hands upon them or you pray for their healing, that you pray in the authority of the believer. Every believer has authority from God, but it starts off in seed form and it has to grow as we put the word of God into our spirit man and we put actions to that word or actions to that faith. Then we grow in our authority. But the authority is already there when we get born again. But God needs that authority to become stronger and to grow in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with me today. I look forward to the next audio with you, and God bless.